Mike and John in the morning, and we're joined by Mike Hall and Brent Earle to talk about Dwayne Zemper. And you guys were in, I can't remember how long ago it was.
Gosh, it was about
We started
a couple years ago, and the last time was probably 6 months ago when you invited us in to give you an update, and we're here to do it again.
Right. You're part of the Dwayne Zemper Legacy Project, which is going to more or less come to fruition coming up on November 4th.
Yes, it is. After over 2 years of painstaking planning and working and designing and many, many, many moving parts.
Well, and I remember you guys, and when you first came in, as you said, Mike, about 3 years ago, you were talking about just finding somebody to make the statue.
Yeah.
I think was the beginning of the process. And now it's coming up on November 4th. We're finally going to see.
Brent can tell you kind of what went involved when we were looking.
It was a lot. Anytime you have a committee of more than two, it's it makes things challenging. But the committee stuck together. We did a great job. We found an outstanding artist, plural, Colin and Christine Poole. And they happen to be from New Mexico. But Christine is originally from here. Her parents live here in the Howell area. And she grew up in Novi. So we have a Michigan native that put the sculpture together. So they did a fantastic job. We've seen it. We've been able to see the sculpture. And it's fascinating.
And a lot of people have seen already and been asking questions about the pad where this will be located.
Oh, yeah.
In front of the Howell Library. It's a cement circle that people are already going, what's that? And I was actually out there last weekend, and there was a couple of people gathering around, going, what's that going to be? And I stood up and said, well, I know.
got the inside
John said,
scoop.
It's a landing pad for aliens.
Right.
For $5, I will tell you.
This alone, every aspect of this project has been incredible, and it's significant in so many ways. But just the plaza where this piece is going to end up, the sculpture is going to end up sitting, it was designed by Randy Metz, who was a local fellow that grew up, and he works with a prestigious firm out of Northfield called Gresham, Metz and Anders. He's nationally renowned, and Randy has designed this plaza. It's made to look very much like the library. It's got a wooden looking paver surface. The back of it's going to have a bench, and it's going to look like bookshelves. It's going to have a granite top, so it's impervious to weather. And and another interesting part about this whole thing is many of the contractors have done a lot of pro bono work. Livingston Concrete has donated the concrete base, and Concrete Construction did the labor to do the pour, and Bill Baker and his team at Green Up are doing a lot of pro bono work. So the synergy with this project is really got some momentum. And we talked about the artist. I was talking to Christine Poole the other day, and she was at the foundry where this thing is being casted, the work is being casted, and talking to the guys that are working in the foundry, and they have followed this Zemp Legacy project. They knew the whole Zemp story, and they're just fascinated. So as this thing has progressed, it's taken on a whole level of energy that's been significant to almost anybody that's touched it in any way.
And let's just real briefly remind people about why you guys are doing this, why we're honoring Dwayne Zemper. I mean, when you think about it, it's an extremely unique honor for this community, or really for any community, to put up a statue, a lifelike statue of somebody.
Well, yeah, we're putting up the meaning behind this is that Dwayne Zemper, for those that had the fortune of meeting him, just a fantastic, brilliant storyteller, World War II veteran. He told so many stories about during his life, and then everything he gave back to the community. All the pictures that you see in the different stores of historic Howell, in historic Livingston County, he preserved those. The glass negatives from the previous photography studios that he took over, he preserved those. He gave back to the schools. He gave back to individuals. He was just a fantastic guy, and he gave back to the community all the time. He was a great father, like I said, World War II veteran, and continued to give back to the community in multiple ways. I'm looking at the listing here, Rotarian for 66 years. Yeah. He had perfect attendance in Rotary for 66 years, and he was a photographer. He had the Master of Photography Award, which is a very prestigious award in photography. He had the Portrait of the Year in 1966, I believe. He had the Portrait of the Year in all of the United States. So everything he touched, everything he did, he was the best at. And I think that's indicative of the greatest generation. He was part of that he's part of that, and I think he embodied that here in our community.
And what a great place to have it, right in front of the library. And let's tell folks a little about the celebration, how this is all going to work on November 4th.
Well, we're working on finishing up some of the details. It's our hope that, and we haven't got this confirmed yet, but we would love to start the dedication ceremony off with a 21-gun salute in honor of Zemp's service in World War II. Without question, his job as a aerial photographer certainly helped change what the world looks like today. It was a really critical task that he had. That would be befitting, and we're working on that. And then secondly, following that, our own John King's narrative on the Zemp story. All along, this piece has been really important that this piece actually tells the story. And John has done a wonderful job narrating that. And then we're going to have a dedication thanking the committee that's worked tirelessly on this for over 2.5 years, people that have stepped up to the plate. We have platinum level donors that go from platinum, silver, bronze, gold. We'll be celebrating those. And then we also will have, ultimately, there'll be a plaque on site that shares everybody's donation, no matter what they gave. After that, the artists have planted on this sculpture, there's what they call little
Easter eggs,
little tips and quizzes, because a big part of this is continuously to be educational. And so the artists are going to run through with some kids. We're going to have some children volunteers looking for the historical Easter eggs that are hidden on this. After that, we're going to convene over to the Opera House, where Brent is going to MC the second half of this.
It's his birthday. November 4th would be Zemp's 99th birthday, so it's a tribute for him in many ways, and it's his birthday, and we're going to have birthday cake, as you probably can imagine. Mm-hmm. We'll probably sing a little bit, but I'll be at the Opera House after the dedication. So on the library lawn, 1 o'clock on Sunday on November 4th, then we'll walk across the street over to the Opera House for some cake, and we'll show through the lens of Duane Zemper on the screen, and we'll have a few other discussions.
And people can meet the artists also.
Yes,
and the artists will be there.
They're very excited about being a big part of this. They've actually done a video of the process from the start to the finish. And the finish, by the way, is this thing being pulled out of casting sometime next week, where they'll work for a week or so in Colorado putting the finishing touches on it. It will be loaded on a truck from the foundry and shipped up here, be delivered November 1st and installed at that time, too.
So we're about a month out from this event, and what can people step up and do? What else needs to be done to make this?
We could still use some donations. The drawing that Randy Metz has done has a bronze book. This whole project is about permanence, because the things and the impact that Zemp had on our life and our community has been permanent. So helping to fund that bronze book would be a significant. We've got pretty much the basics covered up to this point, but we still need some more funding. And we'd love to see some more corporate participation.
And how do folks contribute? Is there a website? Or
ZempLegacy.org. Yes, there is.
And that's the way to do it.
Yep, ZempLegacy.org. And we could take any level of donation. Yeah. And again, this book, like Mike was saying, this book is going to tell the story. Zemp told so many stories. Well, we're telling his story so that he can inspire others for generations to come. So it's an exciting project, and I'm glad I was a part of it. And I think it can inspire others for the future.
Very cool stuff. November 4th. 1 to 4 p.m., the Zemp Legacy Project, Sunday, November 4th. If you need more details on that website as well?
Yes.
Okay. All right, guys. Well, thanks so much for all you've done for this project and for coming in and sharing it with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.